We think this is an exciting time for both companies. So real quickly, just a summary, a transaction of the actual deal is approximately $350 million is the value of it, of a stock price of $17.05. Net of cash, it actually came to roughly $260 million, including some of the transaction costs, et cetera. We expect the joining forces to be accretive to our business on a going forward basis once we account for some of the transaction related costs. And the timeline, we're hoping to get things closed. As you can imagine, there's quite a bit of complexity with a Korean company traded on the NASDAQ, so there's a lot of regulatory, a lot of things that we need to work through, but we're hoping we can get through that sometime in the early part of 2007. Quickly, I'll talk about just wider than being a mobile entertainment leader. You probably know the success and innovation that the company has brought to the marketplace, both in Korea and on a global level, in ringback tones, a variety of wireless applications. It's a proven leader, established themselves in Korea, which, as probably most of you know, is one of the more, or probably the most advanced telecommunications market in the world. And has really established quite a few very deep and trusted relationships with some of the tier one carriers that's propelled their business to where it is today. The financial performance has just been very, very impressive, as you could see on the slide. And they achieved profitability early in the beginning of them coming to market in 2001, and maintained that strong profitability ever since. So just a very solid company from a financial perspective. Strong roots in Korea. You can emerge from SK Telecom. It was a strategic relationship that the company had and continues to have for a long time to come. Innovation around ringback tones was brought to market in 2002 and has really enjoyed quite a good penetration rate and growth in that business up to this day. Wider Than entered the U.S. market with the acquisition of Zetango, which really gave, I think, the company a lot more critical mass, and the leadership of Vern and others in the Zetango team really established a strong presence here in the North American market. As you probably know, company went IPO in December of 2005 and have amassed a world-class team around the globe of roughly 470 people. 290 in Korea, approximately 150 here in the U.S., and 30-plus around the world. Key products, the carrier application services represents roughly 69% of Wider Than's business today, ringback tones being a big part of that, with 16.9 million subscribers globally by the end of end of Q2. And obviously that's a number that continues to grow as ringback tones becomes proliferates here, particularly in the North American market. Music on demand is another significant achievement by the team in what they've done with SK Telecom and here with in the U.S. with Verizon. So a lot of good momentum there. And, of course, the inter-carrier messaging business that continues to be a very strong growth business. So ringback tones, I think you can see the numbers are relatively pretty staggering. There's good, strong growth in the actual subscriber in Wider Than's business. And we think the global opportunity is tremendous, with ABI projecting that the ringback tone market will grow from roughly $65+ million in 2005 to $2.5 billion or so by 2009. So tremendous upside and growth. And just some of the data points, you look at what's happened in Korea as a lead innovator, where you have early adopters and some of the demographics of people that adopt that. 43% of the wireless subscribers in SK Telecom's network subscribe to a ringback tone. And today, that's in the low single digits here in the U.S. And we think that represents a tremendous opportunity, not to mention other markets that Wider Than was successful in penetrating, like India with Bharti, the largest wireless carrier there, Globe in the Philippines, Excelcom in Indonesia, TMN in Portugal. So it's not just a U.S. and Korea story. Really, the team has done a phenomenal job expanding the customer base at a global level. From a music on demand, this is something we believe deeply that this is going to be a explosive growth market. Reel, as you know, has a music PC-based music subscription service, and what Wider Than has done with music on demand in launching with SK Telecom, who's now up to 770,000 paying subscribers on the Melon platform, and the rollout into Verizon just represents a tremendous amount of upside there. So when we talk about synergies, that's naturally an area where we think, hey, how can we use this robust mobile music platform to complement Reel Network's existing music services? So that's something maybe we'll talk a little bit about later. So I explained this a little bit before, just about the global presence. Obviously, with Asia, with SK Telecom and some of the other companies that I mentioned, but in Europe with Orange, TMN, Hutchinson 3G, and a variety of the local carriers here in North America. Roughly 31% of the business comes out of the North American market. Asia represents roughly 68%. And you can see, we believe that the European represents a tremendous opportunity for us. So again, the win-win business model is something we try to be mindful of, both in the Reel Network side, and I know the Wider Than team does a very good job of managing the trustful relationship with the carriers and making sure that it's win-win for them as well. So with that, that's a bit of the overview of Wider Than. Maybe I'll just talk briefly about some of the synergy that we're hoping. I've touched on some of this before as I went through the presentation. But what we're probably most excited about is the broad portfolio that it gives us to bring to carriers around the world. It was nice to see how strong a relationship Wider Than has with customers like T-Mobile or Verizon, where, quite frankly, Reel Networks really didn't have a very close relationship with them. Yet we had a very close relationship with Singular and Sprint on video on demand side of things. So it was kind of one of those things when you look at the jigsaw puzzle of how things that we didn't have that they had, and vice versa. It became very clear to us that there's a good opportunity to take our video demand services to some of their customers, take ringback tones and music on demand to some of our customers, and just some real low-hanging fruit synergy in terms of how we approach and market and sell to customers around the world. Reel Networks, as some of you know, have a comprehensive games business, which both PC and mobile games, through the acquisition that we made a year or so ago with Mr. Good Living, based out of Helsinki. So there's another area of synergy where we can take a lot of the IP and the games that we have and work them into the channels that Wider Than has established, and vice versa. So music convergence, I touched upon this. Music continues to be a core thrust of Reel Network's business. We've been doing a variety of initiatives, which you'll be hearing about, to continue to grow that business. But we think this is an extraordinary opportunity, really, to leverage the assets of both companies of what we believe Rhapsody is the world's leading music subscription service, and couple that together with taking it off the PC and onto a handset. Could be a very, very compelling business proposition for our customers around the world. So the other one that we, as we started learning more about each other's companies, both companies really have a core competency and long and strong heritage around technology and innovation. You know, Reel Networks was started, by Rob Glaser 10 or 12 years ago with the invention of Reel Player. And And that technology revolutionized audio and video over the internet. We look at Wider Than and what they've accomplished in terms of inventing and bringing to market ringback tones and following that up with music on demand and other services and solutions that they're providing. The inter-carrier messaging platform is, we think, a very important part of the business. So when you look at the histories of both companies, a lot of commonalities in terms of our core competencies, which is just another good chemistry fit that we really felt strong about as we got to know each other and look at the opportunities of continuing to collaborate. Here's a little bit of a synergy. Again, I talked, this is just more of a graphical thing you can see where we kind of just really depicted how 1 + 1 certainly equals 3 in this case, because we think there's some assets from a geographic perspective, some strengths that we have, some real strengths that Wider Than has, and when you combine the two, we think it becomes a very, very powerful company, and we are delighted and excited to be partnering together and look forward to really taking the relationship and our businesses to a completely new level in the future.